Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. This episode is brought to you by the Revolutionizing Parenthood Conference, a conference that my good friend Ashley Albrecht and I decided to create to support parents. This was intended to be a live conference happening in the Philadelphia area on April 25th. However, due to the current coronavirus pandemic, we decided to shift the conference into a fully digital format. And most recently, we decided to make our conference 100% free. We feel that this is a very important service that we can offer to families everywhere as they try to parent their children during this unprecedented time that we're living in. So please register to join us and hear from my good friend and world-renowned speaker and Oprah's favorite parenting expert, Dr. Shefali, and myself and over 20 other parenting experts who will talk to you about parenting your children from toddlers to teens and everything in between, all kinds of special needs at this very challenging time. Check out the show notes for the registration link or visit www.revolutionizingparenthood.com. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today is episode 469, and I am super excited to have my good friend Georgia DeClark here with me. And Georgia, hey, hi, Georgia. Georgia is a preschool teacher and director, as well as a parent coach. So she's got your kids and you. She's got you. So she's got your back. Welcome, Georgia.
Thank you, Erin. It's so fun to be with you.
So you are going to be one of our speakers at our Revolutionizing Parenthood Conference next month, which is now going to be all digital. And so that's exciting. And you really like to help parents learn how to, or realize how to have fun with their little ones.
Yes. Yes. I think sometimes the job of parenting gets so serious, and it is. And it, as I say in my coaching work, it's the most important job we will ever do. And generally the ones for which we're least trained. So going in cold with a newborn that has no instruction manual is kind of a scary thing. So when we take that job seriously, as we do, sometimes we forget that, you know, sometimes you just lay it all down and just have some fun. And that's what I would like to talk about today.
Super. Now, you are coming to us from a classroom at your school.
I am. Yes. And this is where I spend a good part of my days, on these teeny little chairs with threes, fours, and we have a kindergarten program as well, half day.
That is fabulous. And so how do you help parents to understand? Well, let me ask you this. What is the value of stopping for a little while and all the duties that are entailed with parenting and just having some fun with your little guys and girls?
Yes. I would say the number one word on that idea is connection. And in my parent coaching work, in the work with the parents at our preschool here, we just want to be connected. And that's not just parents and children, it's all of us. You know, we want connection with our families, with our partners, wherever that is. And, you know, for as much as we can be and are connected to our kids, those tasks and those shoulds really get in our way sometimes. So I think that if we are able to take a step back from those tasks and the things that are really, 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 really important, as many of them are, it gives us the opportunity to go, okay, can I just take 5 minutes? And can I just take a couple minutes and connect with our children? And of course, in this day and age of media and everything that goes along with that, we have to be even more careful because, you know, handing our child our phone or an iPad or something like that for them to entertain themselves is not the worst thing in the world, but it doesn't really lead to the kind of connection that I think we are all seeking.
That's so true. And I think I'm sitting here listening to you, wishing and wondering where in the world you were in my life when my people were little.
Right. Well, and you know, it's just a matter of taking a couple of moments. And I don't say just a matter as if it's an easy thing to do, but so much of what we do in our lives requires consciousness. We kind of have to be paying attention. And it's really easy to get on that hamster wheel and lose sight of what it is that we know is important. And what I say to the parents I coach with young children, I'll say, all the things that you're doing now are going to be, you are creating what you want your family to look like down the road. And so when you're in, you know, diaper rash and teething, you can't really think about what that's going to look when your kids are 25 years old and will they want to come back for Sunday dinner. But the connections that all parents are forming along with children at all ages. And of course, at every age, it looks a little bit different. But all of those connections are what's building for the future.
That's so, so, so true. And it's also true that that when your kids are little, they generally just desperately want your time and attention. They just want you to pay attention to them. And when they get older, they don't necessarily want that as much. So even though parenting young children is a very time and labor intensive period of life, if you don't give them that attention when they're younger, you're going to wish that they wanted your attention when they're older, and it's going to be too late.
Right? Absolutely. Absolutely. And as I said, sometimes as parents, we think it needs to be big and grand when actually it could be 3 minutes. And if you look at the course of your day, finding 3 minutes, I have a story which I will tell in my presentation, but I think it's worth telling now about a very good friend of mine who I knew for a number of years when I was living outside of the Chicagoland area. And we went our ways. We both were married. She had a little girl. And we had the opportunity to go back to Atlanta to visit her. And of course, I couldn't wait to spend time with her. And all I wanted to do, and I love children as well. So it's not as though I thought her child was a bother. She was darling and gorgeous and all that. But I just wanted to connect with my friend again. And we were at the house and her 2.5-year-old said, "Mommy, can you read? Mommy, can you read?" And had a little board book, you know, maybe 1 minute of reading, maybe 1.5 minutes. And my friend looked at me and she said, "Excuse me just a second." And she sat right down on the floor, right at my feet, and said, "Let's take a look at this one." She read the book for just a couple of minutes, 2 minutes at the most. And her daughter said, "That was it," and skipped off happily. And I thought, that's what I want to do when I'm a parent. That's what I want. For as much as I knew she wanted to have time to connect with me, that was a really short amount of time for her to give her daughter that complete attention. And what a gift, because it's saying to your child, you matter. You know, a 2.5-year-old can't possibly know how excited my friend and I were to be able to reconnect after having been apart for a while. And that's not what really matters anyway. It's that 1.5 minutes that she took.
What a beautiful story. Oh my gosh. And the thing I think about when I imagine that scene playing out in my mind, if she hadn't asked you to hold on a second and spent those 2 or 3 minutes with her child at that moment, her child got her bucket filled and then she was skipped off to do whatever else she was going to do because her attention changed to something else. But if your friend kept saying, just a minute, I'm in the middle of talking, let me finish, just a minute, that her bucket would have been empty and she would have sat there or stood there and demanded louder and louder and louder for her mom's attention. So even in a selfish way, your friend did something that was selfless for and with her daughter, but it ended up getting her back to paying attention to you much faster than if she put her daughter off. And that's the crazy part about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we know how frustrating kids, how frustrated kids feel when they don't get that. And then that, you know, oftentimes escalates into a place where we don't want them to be. And they might not have the words for it, but it's likely that when we see that kind of behavior, it's like, would somebody please pay attention to me? Would you please remind me that we're connected and that I'm important to you? And they don't have the way to say it. And they're not going to say that to us when they're teenagers. They're done by then. Yeah.
No.
Right.
So true. Yes. So this, our chat here today is going to air on March 24th. And I'm pretty sure that many parent listeners will still be on virtual lockdown at home with their kids because of this crazy coronavirus stuff. So I'm sure by the time they hear this, they're going to be desperate for some ideas of how they can have fun with their children at home because they're all stuck together. So right. Do you have any ideas for them that are just easy? They probably have this stuff around their houses.
Sure. Yes. As a preschool teacher for 25 years, my experience has been the parents are always delighted when we do the messy stuff at preschool so they don't have to do that at home, like Play-Doh and that kind of thing. And yet there's so many valuable things that you can do that you have. If you have a magazine, if you have a newspaper, not a lot of people read newspapers because it's so much of it is online, and a black marker. Although I teach four-year-olds, a lot of the kinds of things that I will be suggesting are ones that, you know, you can get your 7-8-year-olds and say, come on, let's come to the table and we'll do this together. If you have Play-Doh, there's Play-Doh recipes online that are so easy with flour, salt, and water, and you can throw in a little food coloring if you want. And you can hide coins in the Play-Doh. So the kids close their eyes and you have to hide, and for your older kids, so you say, I have 3 coins and they total 36 cents and I'm hiding them in there. So they have to figure out that that's a quarter, a dime, and a penny and then find them. You know, again, kinds of things that are, you don't need a lot of things. With regard to the newspaper and a black marker, one of the skills that's good for preschoolers, probably starting 3, 4 and up, is cutting. And so if you have a little pair of scissors, you take your wrapper, whatever you've got, and you just make a real soft curved line and say, can you cut all the way around the curved line? You do a zigzag line in black and say, can you cut that out? If you have a long piece of newspaper, you do the zigzag line, they cut it out, they roll it up, and it's a crown. 2 crowns, actually. If they stay right on the line, they've got this side crown and this side crown, one for you and one for your child. You know, there's so many things that you can, so many things that I can think of because that's my world, you know. But I would say start with a newspaper or something, a large piece of paper and a black marker and do some cutting. And if you have, and I know the grocery stores are a little bit nuts now, but there are marshmallow structures, which with the mini marshmallows and toothpicks. And that's nice because it's 3D. And if you put it on a plate and you lick the bottom of the marshmallow, it sticks on the plate and you can build up from there.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. There are a lot of things that you could do just by the house, you know, by things that you have in your home.
That sounds brilliant, Georgia. And I am sure my listeners are going to be so grateful when they hear these very simple ideas. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.